This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient name. Hilda Sepulveda Amaro, HILDASEPULVEDAAMARO. Date of birth 08/14/1957. Date of appointment March 27, 2026. Requesting physician Kiara C is KEARASEASEMD. Dear Dr. C is, I have the pleasure of seeing Hilda Sepulveda Amaro today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is a 68-year-old right-handed Hispanic woman who is having head pain. She is having history of motor vehicle accident. In 2009, she was hit by a car and her head hit on the curb with loss of consciousness. She went to Albany Medical Center. She had a couple of CTs and MRI. Last one was last year in Holyoke, Massachusetts, H-O-L-Y-O-K-E. She was seen by neurologists before. Now she moved back to this area. She is having memory problem for a long time. She forget easily. She is confused the things. She forget in the church where the door is, forget where she put the things. She lives with the son. She cooked the food, never left the stove on. She never driven, never wrote a check. Daughter takes her outside. Son help with the financial issue. She does not have any pet. When she stand up, she feel lightheaded. She is having mild headache daily. More when she want to sleep. Hands and feet are numb and tingly. She has trouble walking. Past medical history. Hypertension, type 2 diabetes mellitus, depression, dementia. Past surgical history, stent placed in the heart, last year right knee implant, surgical, that's it, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, Trulicity, Carvedilol, Aspirin, Amlodipine, Ticagrelor. Please, Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She's single, lives with the son, have 3 children. Family history, mother deceased with Alzheimer's disease. Father passed away due to cancer. 3 sister, one with cerebral palsy, one with diabetes mellitus, one has a heart issue. 6 brother, one has diabetes with heart problem, one with dementia. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, vertigo, lightheadedness, confusion, memory loss, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, depression, anxiety. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate, and rhythm, abdomen, soft balls on present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruise, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. I did the mini mental status examination and she scored 21 out of 30. No aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement, and tag facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5/5, deep tender reflexes. Upper extremity is 2/4, lower extremity 1/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pin prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan. 68-year-old right-handed Hispanic woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, Alzheimer's disease. Number two, peripheral neuropathy. Number three, gait ataxia. Number four, carpal tunnel syndrome. Number five, depression. Number six, anxiety. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to start Aricept 5 mg PO daily. I would like to order EMG of the upper and lower extremities and blood test including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin, A1C, iron total, iron binding capacity, and vitamin D. I would like to see her back in my office in about 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.